This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
The missions director of Benin to the United Kingdom for 7 years, and so he understands mission experientially. Himself have ministered in crusades and in churches across 26 nations and 4 continents of the world. So he understands the diversity in ministry. He has been a preacher for almost 3 decades and a servant of God for even longer. This is a father. This is an elder. One that holds authority with Jesus. He does not just manifest the power of God in a most brilliant fashion, but he blends it with extraordinary character of the Spirit. With all the achievements and antecedents in the kingdom, he models simplicity, humility, and truthfulness to the highest degree. One thing I noticed about him is that he's of the nobles. Royalty is personified in him. And when I speak of royalty, I'm not talking of the glamour and the glitz. I'm talking about a capacity to stand before whoever and be yourself. He can stand before a king and be himself, and he can also stand before a beggar and a child and still be himself. He tries to make you comfortable when you are around him by humbling himself and creating an atmosphere for you to find expression to the full capacity. This is a man of God. He's not just a preacher, but he's a good man, and he models the likeness of the Christ. This morning, can you please join me to receive God's servant, Apostle Paul Norton.
Wow. Praise Jesus. With that introduction, I wanted to send myself an offering. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus forever. The Spirit of God has been here in intensity all morning. Wow. I have a custom when I minister in such places, and the atmosphere is here is so clean. Can you feel it? It's a clean atmosphere. There's no agenda, there's no coercion, there's no personality cult. There's something very special in this place, and God is attracted to such places. Now, here's the thing, you see, we don't often know what we need, but the Spirit of God knows. And the Bible says that He helps us in our weakness with intercessions that cannot be articulated with natural speech. So He gives us this gift of the Holy Spirit called tongues. You know tongues? And so I want us to open my session this morning by just joining hands across the aisle, to the right and to the left. And we're going to pray a prayer in English first, and then we're going to answer that prayer through our own mouths. And the prayer is this: Holy Spirit, say it with me, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, whose I am and whom I serve, I don't know what my neighbor needs, but right now I ask you to enable me to pray for them in other tongues, that their need will be met through this encounter. In Jesus' name, amen. Now go ahead and pray in the spirit for the person to your right and to your left. Thank you, Lord. Yesu jay leproka. Yinda yenan chinandai rup to ye. Cleanser of the lepers. Healer of blind eyes. Opener of deaf ears. Raiser of the dead. Prosperer of the poor. Exalter of the lowly. King and priest. Jesus. We call on you today, Lord. Yinche eburaku ye mu yesu na ye shija. Yime manuruku yemiya sudun shayne nunu. You're not a man that you could lie, nor the son of man. Yeche eduruku ima. Yebaya mamba nunu yina suhuye. Yinche eburaku te ye merianda. Yedeya mumanundu ye no monso kwa uburu. Yiche yedurisu sadu ye ule inaramumba. Yeba ya mamba nunduru kuyeme ya sandamami ya shayiche. Be glorified, Jesus. We welcome you in this place. We dedicate the airwaves to you, Lord God. Cleanse the airwaves. We surround this place in the blood of Jesus Christ, whose we are and whom we serve. Ya jaye berako daye peria kamba. Ya 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 ya. Ya 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 ya. Manuridu Yesu na yekwesho jayaba. Let your banner be raised. Let your glory be seen. Ya 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 ya. Oh paya baba. Ya 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 ya. Oh, the spirit of the Lord is here. Ya churi kwa yandara mulaibe. Risane yendia shayeche. We cleanse crowns. We cleanse chieftaincies. We cleanse stools. We cleanse kings. Robe us afresh, Father. Clothe us in your glory. Ya 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 ya. Ya bay manduru. Ya 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 ya. Oye shachura ya kasuru de yewona. Is there anything stronger than a lion? Is there anything sweeter than honey? Ya shayeje kuya de roha. Yama yama banu ruku yama mane ni asudu yeshicha baba. Ya 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 ya. Ya 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 ya. Hey, we're building glory. We're building glory. The glory is stirring. The glory is stirring. The alabaster box is opening. Yaba imandere wula ineri ya chudekwa. Yadu yesumnu mashincha. Days that the elders long to see are manifesting in our midst. In the name of Jesus. Yaba yamambaro heimenuya imshaja. Yapa ibiro kwa yasimba shame. Be glorified, Jesus. Be glorified, Jesus. Woo! Yaba ya mamba nunchuru. Yenda ya sana numcha. Yamba ya mamba ndina nungusu kwa. While Peter yet spake. Ya sabaya shebra kuduye mumbu. Yenda ya sana mamba ya tibri ya kamba. This is holy moments when God walks in on us. Every eye is on the Lion and the Lamb. Do you know that song of worship? This is holy moment. This is holy moment. When God walks in on us, and every eye is on the Lion and the Lamb. Blessed be the glory of the Lord in this place. Oh, when the glory comes, there'll be no words to say. Welcome His glory. Oh, 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 oh. When the glory comes, when the glory comes, there'll be no words to say. Oh, oh, oh. These are days of glory, the manifested presence of God. When the glory comes, when the glory comes, yeah, 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 yeah. Worship the glory of God in this house. When the glory comes, today. One of the biggest angels I've ever seen in my life just walked in this building from there, just came down. Blessed be the glory of the Lord in this place. Blessed be the glory of the Lord in this place. Fresh oil for fresh exploits. Fresh oil for fresh exploits. Yenda yanam dandum lohuruko yemesha. Yabayamabanu yeinandanaka. Matuye bayona masheje. Yesudu shechayeki ya Yesudu. The Lord says He's opening throats. There's a larynx thing. There's a throat thing that's been dogging your life. Right now, just receive that if that's you. I feel it over this side. Like a larynx thing. Receive. 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 That's interesting. Ministry papers are being delivered here. I see angels giving out papers. Ministry papers, ministries are being born in this place. Preparations, the Lord says, are coming to fruition and manifestation. Some of them are holy papers. Thank you, Jesus. thank you, Lord. Convictions are overturning. Road Traffic Act convictions overturning. Yache mambano numye nu kasima. Yeda yarati la yasabari ashecha. Yenda yenandane kemani andamu yelepindaru usa. Eyamam shecha. Yete yareka yachecha naraka. Yende yasanan in the equinana shucha yakeria da yende dena. Answers are coming from heaven. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, wonderful Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Some women that have been tormented by the activities of their children, the Lord says, your prayers are being answered. The dispatchers have gone. The lady in the orange there, Mom, I see God answering prayers. Hey! Heavy answers to heavy prayers. Jesus! Yes, Oh Jesus. The beloved Igbo people put it this way. Onya dikagi. Imela. Imela. Okaka, onyekeuwa, imela, imela, esembo. Sing it to the Lord, imela, let sweetness, imela, Jesus, imela. Drawing from my spirit now, I have to get the word out. I just came here to receive. I just came to sit at the feet of this dear man of God and to learn from the oil on his head and the word in his heart. That's the God's honest truth. In fact, we were advertising the program before we were even invited to come. I put it out to my leaders, my people. I said, please, we must make way. This mighty man of God is touching down in the UK. We have to be where God's servant is going to be. Hallelujah to Jesus. Here's an interesting little thing for you. You know, we have the word in English, we have the word academy. You know what an academy is? It's from the original Arabic word kedem, which means feet. So football is kurat al-kedem, which means the ball of the feet. So when you're in an academy, you are literally sitting at the feet of someone to learn from them. Because there's something about positioning yourself correctly to receive that releases the oil, it releases the glory, it releases the manifestation. And God can do in 20 minutes what it might take you 5 years to accomplish. May that be your story. May that be your portion. May that be your testimony. And may that become your inheritance in the name of Jesus. If you believe it, shout a big amen. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God forever. Please, my brother and sisters, take your seats. I really want to congratulate and commend all the helpers that have put this great event together. Thank you, my brothers. Thank you, worship team. Thank you, tech people. Thank you, ushers. Thank you, book people. Thank you, cleaners and restorers and set-uppers and take-downers. We can do better than that. They're serving God, and their inheritance is great in the name of Jesus. I became addicted to this man's ministry. How many of you know what I'm talking about? When he was ministering at his spiritual father's house in Ghana, Prophet Nanase Opoku Sakodie. And Prophet Nanase, he's a heavy man, heavy anointing, heavy grace, nation shaking, nation breaking anointing. And my wife ministered first, and then Apostle Michael ministered second. And I became like, his ministry for me is like spiritual crack cocaine. My YouTube feed, Apostle Michael Rockpo, Apostle Michael, Tuesday night Bible study, Wednesday night glory. I mean, you name it, it's there. So it's a very special thing that we are carrying here. It's a very special thing that we are honoring. So we honor you today, Apostle. We bless you, sir. Thank you for the privilege. My position was supposed to be there. And yes, exactly, please. Because you don't know the price. You don't know the price to carry such a ministry. Thank you, Jesus. Please, please, take your seats. And one of the things I realized is that God has given him a ministry of expelling a lot of confusion from the body of Christ. That's one great thing about the teaching thread in his ministry, is that it's an expeller of confusion. For instance, you know, we have this mystery in physics, and it's that what happens when an unstoppable force meets an immovable object. How many of you have heard that phrase before? An unstoppable force meets an immovable object. And here's the thing, you see, we've got the thing backwards. Somehow we think that we are supposed to be the immovable object, when really we are supposed to be the unstoppable force. Amen. So Jesus put it this way. He said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. And we think somehow, you see, gates don't move. In the house intrusion, you see, I used to be a very bad boy. My life's ambition before I got saved was to be an armed robber. Wow. Can you imagine? I grew up in Tottenham, down the road. The postman wouldn't deliver to our street. That's how bad things were. How many of you know Tottenham? Don't put your hand down. Put it down. On the 31st of August, 1984, for those of you who don't remember, it was a Friday. At 2 o'clock in the morning, I had a supernatural encounter with Jesus Christ that changed my life forever. I was too afraid to turn around and look at the one who had just walked into the room where I was. But it felt like all the love that I had ever experienced in my life was standing behind me in human form. And I knew then that I was encountering the person of Jesus Christ. And that changed my life. I ended up, now here's a mystery. I ended up from wanting to be an armed robber to working in a bank. And I was really good at it. I got promoted 3 times within 18 months, which was a bank record at the time. I ended up as an executive working from home in 1991. I had a laptop in 1991. It was this big, the screen was this big, and it took 15 minutes to boot up. But nevertheless, it was a laptop in 1991. Where was your laptop back then? Hey, I had a mobile phone that was this big, and you need a wheelbarrow for the battery. You remember them ones? Hey, we've come far. Nudge your neighbor, tell him you've come far. And then God called me supernaturally to ministry. I prophesied my own ministry out of my mouth. It's much like David. If you read the story of David and Goliath, Goliath was only there to pressure David enough so that David could speak. And the moment David spoke, something happened. He said, I'm going to take your head off your shoulders. You have defied the God of the armies of Israel. And then he said, international ministry. Then he said, and all the world will know that there is a God in Israel. Hallelujah to Jesus. So sometimes, my brother and sister, the Lord just places you in a place and surrounds you with pressure, because it's the squeezing of the olive that produces the oil. May the oil be rich on your life. Anyone clapping or giving praise to Jesus? Maybe God will hear you. Maybe God will see your exaltation of his holy name and do something. Hallelujah. So I read the armed robbery scripture from Matthew chapter 12, around verse number 29, where Jesus says, nobody, you see, I could identify with this because this was going to be my destiny before I got saved, right? Nobody can enter a strong man's house without first being stronger than the guy whose house he's going to visit. Amen. So in that scripture, which one are we? Which one are we? So you see, you might look at me, huh, armed robber. You, armed robber. Amen. We are supposed to be going into the enemy's camp, binding the strong man and what? Plundering his goods. It's a revelation. You'll never be poor again. Devil, I bind you in the name of Jesus. I break your power. I enter your strongholds and I come out strong. I come out wealthy. I come out rich. I come out loaded. That will be the envy of anyone in the natural. Hallelujah to Jesus. For some of you, that's going to plop on you like a revelation. My God, that's why I've been poor all my life. I haven't been going to the one who's holding the strong vaults and saying, put them up, devil, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't worry, by the end of this meeting, you'll all be armed robbers, I guarantee it. Hallelujah. Jesus. You see, but our battle is not against flesh and blood. That's one of the things I love about criminals, when criminals come into my ministry. Because, you see, they've been to a place in the natural that we should be in the spirit. Yeah. It takes boldness to go into a house. Two nights ago, my beautiful black Range Rover was stolen. And I thought, my goodness. Maybe the love of God, I said it to my mother-in-law, I said, maybe the blood of Jesus was protecting the guy who stole it. Because if you come to my house, hey, and then there's, hey, wow, my goodness. Maybe, just maybe, the love of God would constrain me because I'm a good boy now. I serve Jesus with all my heart. But you know, sometimes, you know the whole thing, sin at will, repent at leisure. May God forgive us. That's not a today's teaching at all, in Jesus' name. The Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse number 9, he says, I'll put my words in your mouth and I will send you to the nations. And there's something about that. And one of the reasons why I'm saying that is because there's a cry, there's a depth of cry on the inside of some of you to see God's ministry in the nations. What takes you there is His word. I can't explain what I've done in the natural. I cannot explain it. If you were to ask me, oh, explain Pastor Paul, explain the logic of your ministry, I cannot do it. These are the days of mysteries and enigmas. When Nicodemus sits down and he says, nobody can do, we know you're a man of God. Nobody can do what you're doing. And then Jesus takes him up higher to another dimension. He says, man, you're bothered with the natural. Why are you bothering with the natural? Come up higher, friend. There's a new dimension. There's a thing coming that when you believe in your heart that God has sent me, raise me from the dead, and confess with your mouth that I am Lord, you shall experience something called being born again. Hallelujah. Life changed forever. These are the days of mysteries and enigmas. And the way that God is pouring out His word in this generation like never before. I've been in ministry since 1988. I got saved in 1984 supernaturally. I got raised into the gifts of the Holy Spirit on the day of my salvation. We didn't have any mentors. I got saved in the west of Ireland in a rainy town called Galway. Something transformational happened. 30 of us experienced the power of the Holy Spirit. Young people, young. We didn't know what we were doing. Suddenly the presence of God would come in the meetings and we would all start to speak in other languages and we would look up in the Bible to see if this thing was God or not. We said, wow, this must be tongues. This must be tongues. And then we would prophesy to one another. And we say, wow, this must be prophecy. Oh, the Bible says, earnestly desire the spiritual gifts, especially that you may prophesy. Because prophecy is a gateway gift. I'm in wood green, so I can put it this way. Prophecy to the gifts of the Spirit can be likened to, in a very carnal way, to marijuana being the gateway drug to harder drugs. So prophecy is your gateway gift. Prophesy. Prophesy. You know this song? My daddy, I was singing that the other day. God put words in my mouth. He says, my daddy, your prophet is singing. Ooh. And then, my daddy, your princes are singing. What am I doing? I'm declaring something. I'm prophesying into the atmosphere. I'm taking this thing from one level of glory to another level of glory. And then I say, my daddy, your millionaire is singing. What does that do to the heart of your heavenly Father? Hey, receive elevation today in the name of Jesus. My daddy, your apostle is singing. my daddy, your champion is singing. My daddy, your princess is singing. Yeah. Oh, glory to God forever. Yes, it's the same thing as the ministry of David. I'm going to take your head off of your shoulders and everyone will know that there is a God in Israel who must not be blasphemed. See, some of you, the pressure that you're facing at work, the pressure you're facing at work, huh? Your colleagues pressing in on every side, your boss coming down on you from every side. It's only so that you can tell your boss, you know what, boss? When I own my own company, you're going to make a very good worker for me. What would that do? Heaven, maybe just pay attention. Turn the thing around on your words. Words are powerful. And God is releasing words in this generation. He is releasing words like never before. Please take your seats, because I've got 29 minutes and 4 seconds to get 7 prayers of the Holy Spirit into your life. The way that God is we started in Ghana, they say we started small. We started digging revelation, right? You ever see a child out the back garden, you give them a spoon, they're happy, right? And then you have to give them a bigger spoon. And then you say, look, you know, this is a trowel. You can dig up the ground there. And then they want a fork. And then they want one of them toy diggers. And then they want one of them toy excavators. And all the time they're going deeper. And this is the way that God is doing it now in our generation. You think about it. The Bible says that people from long ago, elders from long ago, longed to live in the day and age that we are living in. We're worried about buses, about red routes and box cameras and parking tickets and speeding fines and all that kind of nonsense. And God is saying, no, wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. Don't put your mind on that nonsense. Don't be distracted by the heavenly purpose. And now we are in the era of unearthing and excavating at a very deep level. Because as my wife said this morning, she said, if God is going to take you higher, your foundations, what, have to go, what, deeper. You cannot build something high and tall and big and strong for God that will withstand without the foundations being solid and rock solid. Nudge your neighbor and tell them, go deeper. Go deeper. And God is equipping us in this day and age to go deeper. Have you noticed? Ministries. Apostle Michael's ministry. From what? From 2.5, 3 years ago. It would have been who? And now, my YouTube. Hey, I must be making Google a fortune. Because every 15 minutes, there's advert. It's going from Holy Ghost fire, glory, anointing, to biddly bong, bong, bong. Download this. Have you noticed? May God forgive them in Jesus' mighty name. Desecration of holy things. But we'll forgive them anyway. There are 7 prayers. This is one of the things, one of the revelations that God unearthed in my life and ministry. There are 7 prayers that the Holy Spirit prays for us, the body of Christ. And the reason why these prayers are so important is that we are great at praying in other tongues. How many of us, especially with Prophet Nanasseh as a mentor, hey, 5-6 hours, sweat pouring, you feel like your guts are going to explode because there's in Ghana they call it a bompai spirit. I mean hours and hours and hours. But we're not very good at praying in English. Am I right? The moment we say, let's pray. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. But the Holy Spirit, through Paul the Apostle, said this. He said, I would rather pray one word in my known language than 1,000 in my unknown language. Why? Because there's something that happens when God's word gets onto your tongue. The Lord told me it's like this. He said, God's word are like bullets, and your tongue is the trigger. Your mouth is the weapon. So literally, when you're pushing out prophetic words, you are pushing into the atmosphere, and the trigger of your tongue is releasing God's bullets into their destination. Hallelujah to Jesus. So the Holy Spirit gives us 7 prayers that we can pray. I pray these over my life every day, no matter what. I have a daily declaration that I have to go, because I go into the nations and some of those places are dark. When you're sitting across from the police chief of Maputo, Mozambique, and God suddenly opens your eyes and He breathes in through His nostrils, and jewelry and iPods and watches are going up His nose. What would you do in such a thing? Snakes in every kind of environment. Snakes. Crocodiles in ministry. You know crocodile? Heavy one. Don't get too close. Yeah. So what do? He says this. Daily declaration. Bespoke daily declaration. How many of you have a daily declaration every day that you make every day? Please make it a habit. Make it one of heaven's strongholds in your life that you have a daily declaration. I declare every day the blood of Jesus over myself, my wife, my children, all our influences, plans, finances, relationships, and possessions. I declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment shall be condemned for our sakes. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their vindication is from me, says God. Isaiah 54:17. The wicked have bent their bows and sharpened their arrows for destruction, but their swords shall enter their own hearts, and their bows shall be broken in Jesus' mighty name. Psalm 37, I think that is. I declare other things all the way through. And then I pray for certain men and women of God that the Lord has laid on my heart every day in my declaration. And then, my brother and sister, I get to the seven prayers of the Holy Ghost. Are you ready? Are you ready? Prayer number one, Ephesians chapter 1, verse number 16. He says, I, Paul, cease not to give thanks whilst making mention of you in my prayers, that the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may grant unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. I pray that the eyes of your understanding may be enlightened, that you might know what is the hope of your calling and what is the exceeding riches of the glory of his inheritance among the saints, and what is the surpassing greatness of his power towards us who believe. These things are in accordance with the working of the strength of his might, which he wrought about in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above, far above, far above all principalities, powers, rulers, dominions, and authorities, and above every name which is named, both in this age and in the age to come. And he set him as the head over all rule, placed all things under his feet, and gave him to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all and who is in us all. Hallelujah. Can you imagine what that would do if you pray that prayer over your own life every day, over your loved ones every day, over your church and over your ministry every day? It puts you into another dimension. My wife's prayer ministry is very different to mine. In fact, God told us when we were married, he said, you are not to pray together. I said, God, am I hearing correctly? Do I need to bind the devil? How many of you ever heard such a thing? Because, oh, a family that prays together, stays together, blah, blah, blah. Right. You see, that's the default. But you see, God had one eye on the future, whereby her ministry would be so intense and so surgical that the issues of the heart, if she prayed the way that I prayed, it would abort her ministry. If I prayed the way that she prayed, it would abort my ministry. And so God had to put a line of separation. We've only prayed together probably 3 times in our entire lives. Strange, huh? It's weird. Nudge your neighbor and tell him, he's weird. Yeah. But every day, because the Spirit of God through Paul, the one who gave us the gift of tongues, is saying, I would rather you pray one word in your understanding than 1,000 in other tongues. So which is faster? Which is faster? Huh? Prayer number 2, Ephesians chapter 3. Somewhere around verse number 14. He says, I bow my knee before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory, that you be strengthened with power through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in our hearts through faith, and that we, being rooted and grounded in love, may come to comprehend together with all the saints what is the breadth and the length and the height and the depth, and to know the love of Christ which surpasses knowledge, that we may be filled up to all the fullness of him. And to him who is able to do exceeding abundantly beyond all that we can ask or imagine according to the power that works within us, to him be the glory and in the church and in the saints to all generations by Christ Jesus, a world without end. Amen. Now think about it, my brother and sister. That's just prayer number two, huh? Are you ready for another one? Philippians chapter 1, somewhere around about verse number 9, I believe it is. He says, I pray that your love may abound still more and more in real knowledge and discernment. How many of you know you need real knowledge and discernment in these days? You need it. I'll never forget, I went to a big church in London and a friend of mine was there. He said, you see that woman there in the choir, one worship leader, three backing vocals. One of the three backing vocals works in an abortion clinic, killing babies midweek and then singing praises on Sunday. Big church. Yeah. Real knowledge. Nudge your neighbor and tell them you need real knowledge. Real knowledge and discernment. And I love the way it puts it in the Greek here. So that you may distinguish between the things which differ, in order to present ourselves blameless for the day of Christ, having been filled with the fruit of righteousness which comes from God to the glory of our Savior Jesus Christ. That's prayer number three. Ha. Prayer number four. Woo. Colossians chapter 1. Round about verse number 8. I pray that you start to pray these prayers every day and watch the transformation that will come out of your mouth for your own life. In the realm of the spirit, you see, we are almost like trains that lay our own track. And our track comes out of our mouth, and then the train of our life can ride that track. And the difficulty is, with most of us, we've run out of track. So we need to start declaring. Declare boldly in the name of Jesus. I wish, my sister, that I had declared myself a billionaire. Because when I reach millionaire level now, I have to lay new track. Nudge your neighbor and tell them, new track. New track. New track. Be bold in your declarations and watch God back you. You'll be in circumstances and situations where you need the power of the Holy Ghost. And guess who's going to show up? He has a habit. Ha. Ask Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego what happens in adversity. Hallelujah. 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 I pray, he says in Colossians chapter 1, round about verse number 8, that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will, in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that you may walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, to please him in all respects, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of him, strengthened with all power according to his glorious might. The Bible says, as soon as he spoke these words to me, I received strength. There's something about declaring strength out of your own mouth. It makes you strong. Strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, for the attaining of all steadfastness with patience, joyously giving thanks unto our Father, who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. For he has delivered us from the domain of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have our redemption, the forgiveness of our sins. Oh, I wish that I was talking to charismatics right now, because maybe there would be a response. The Bible says that our God is a God of knowledge, and by him actions, or lack thereof, are weighed. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. These prayers are heavy, oh. That's prayer number four. Prayer number five is where I want us to camp. But I'll do prayer five, six, and seven, and then we'll go back to five. Is that all right with you? Prayer number five, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, chapter 1 and verse number 11, somewhere around there. 2 Thessalonians 1, 11, I believe, to 13. He says, I pray. You see, this is the Holy Spirit through Paul praying. This isn't just Paul the apostle having a nice day in prison. His food was warm, so he thought he'll be nice to the churches. No, no, no. This is the Holy Spirit guiding and overshadowing the hand of the apostle as he's writing a book that will last for 2,000 years and beyond and help usher in the Messiah. Wow. He says, I pray that you may walk in a manner worthy of your calling and fulfill every desire for goodness and the work of faith with power, in order that the name of the Lord Jesus may be glorified in us and we in him, according to the favor of our God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. So there's a dimension of glory that God wants to glorify us with. Do you remember how many times, my brother and sister, have we sat in charismatic Pentecostal meetings and we've said amen when the speaker has said, oh, my glory I will not share with another, says the Lord. And God is saying diametrically the opposite in the prayer of the Holy Spirit. Whenever you see that thing, whenever you hear it again, just shout out prayer number five. We'll get back there. Prayer number six, Philemon. You remember Philemon? Go to Hebrews and turn left. Philemon, tiny book, liberated the Western world from slavery. A lot of people don't know that. William Wilberforce stood up in Parliament and gave the book of Philemon as his reason that slavery is an ungodly thing and we should fight against it. And Parliament voted with Wilberforce and we sent out the Navy across the world to end slavery. A lot of people don't know that. The basis, the statute, the jurisprudence that Wilberforce used was the very book of Philemon. Tiny thing. He says in verse 6, there's only one chapter, verse 6. He says, I pray that the fellowship of your faith. You see, there's some prayers you have to dig a bit. There's some digging to do. Huh? Nudge your neighbor and tell them, excavate a bit. It's funny, isn't it? We're good at excavating our noses and stuff like that, but we're not very good at excavating the word of God. May God forgive us in Jesus' mighty name. Philemon 6, he says, I pray that the fellowship, the koinonia of your faith, may become full of power to achieve results. The Greek word there is energeo. If you've seen the Energizer Bunny and all that kind of thing, that's where we get the word energized, charged up. He says, I pray that the fellowship of your faith may become full of power to achieve results by the acknowledgement of what? Every good thing which is in us by Christ Jesus. Isn't that interesting that our faith, can you imagine? So sin-conscious teaching will de-energize the body of Christ. Ooh, Pastor P, say it again. Okay. Sin-conscious teaching de-energizes the body of Christ. Prayer number six is my evidence. You are the jury. Which way are you voting? Yeah. He says, I pray that your faith may become full of power to achieve results by the acknowledgement of every good thing which is in you by Christ Jesus. Some of us, we have to look deep to find a good thing. No, it's because of the way we've been taught. We are full of good things. Full of good things. We have been given the Holy Spirit who dwells in us, who reflects the nature and glory of our Heavenly Father. Hey, 3 John 2 is prayer number 7. 3 John 2. He says, Beloved, I pray above all things that you may prosper and be in health, Even as your souls prosper, when I wake up, I'm saying to myself, wow, today is another prosperous day. Glory to Jesus forever. But here's the thing, my brother and sister. Let's go back now to prayer number 5. And may God grant you the spirit of wisdom and revelation to dig into these things. Because you see, this stuff, it starts from the inside. And then it gets too big on the inside of you. It has to start manifesting on the outside. And there's something about it. When it hits you on the outside, it doesn't stop manifesting. It just keeps going and going and going and going and going. And God can release dimensions of glory and revelation and ability and capability that you never thought possible. It's wonderful. It's very easy. You see, I could prophesy to this man of God and I could say, Apostle Michael, the Lord is going to give you an American campus. Apostle Michael, you're going to fly. You're going to have your own plane because you need it. But you see, that's there. It's already there in the realm of the spirit. You see, but there's as I was praying it and I was prophesying, I was just declaring. I said, humanitarian infrastructure. Something that God probably hasn't even started. I don't know. I've not spoken to you about it. Humanitarian infrastructure. Those were the words I heard from heaven. Praise God. Yeah, because there's that. Once it starts on the inside, starts and it overflows to an eternal weight of glory, and the thing gets heavy. It becomes too much for you to achieve on your own, and so God gives you a thing called partners. People who are so attracted to your ministry say yes. The answer is yes. What's the question? May you receive your partners, your helpers, in the name of Jesus. Back to prayer number 5 now. He says this, the Holy Spirit says this through Paul. He says, to this end we pray that God may count you worthy of your calling and fulfill every desire for goodness and the work of faith with power, in order that the name of our Lord Jesus may be glorified in you and you in him, according to the favor of our God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when I read that scripture, I said, God, I said, this seems like heresy, because all I've heard is, oh yes, I am the Lord, my glory I shall not share with another. And he started to dig in the word with me. Isaiah chapter 55 and verse number 5, it says, behold, you will call a nation that you do not know, and a nation which knows you not will run to you because of the Lord your God, even the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. Hallelujah to Jesus. Evidence number 1. But there's more, my brother and sister. Romans chapter 8 and verse number 30. Look at this. Romans chapter 8 verse number 30. If you have it in the King James, New American, I love it. Romans chapter 8 and verse number 30. It says, and those whom he predestined, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. Here's something. Here is something, my brother and sister. The next generation, this is why I'm so excited about this man's ministry, is because he's from the next generation. He's the first fruits of international ministry of the next generation. And I am excited. It's the fulfillment of decades and decades and decades of prayer. Because we shouldn't wait for the big trees to fall before the new trees come up. The expansion of the forest suggests that the new trees should be manifesting long before the old trees can see the work of their hands and go to their rests. Hallelujah to Jesus. And look at this. You see, previously the generation stopped at justified. Am I right? We have been made righteous by the blood of Jesus. I remember Dad Hagin of blessed memory, Kenneth Hagin Sr., talking about justification. I don't think he ever ministered on us being glory containers. But that's what God wants. God wants. He says, this glory, he says, we have in what? Earthen vessels. See, I'm talking to Bereans here, so I'm cutting out a lot. But I believe God wants you and I to be containers of his glory. You see, there's something about the glory of God. There's something about it. even the words. When you usher the when you utter the words glory, I had to be careful there because the atmosphere started moving again. Even when you mention the word glory in the presence of the holy angels, something happens in the realm of the spirit. Because we are partakers of his glory. What's that Bible? What does that mean? We are partners. We are partnering in the glory of God, containing the glory within and containing the glory upon. And there's dimensions of the glory. If you look in the Ark of the Covenant, there was the showbread talking of Jesus and his sacrifice. There was the law, the tablets, representing the law of God, the word of God. And there was Aaron's bud, which rotted, representing the supernatural ministry in the Ark of the Covenant. And the ark was made of wood, overlaid with pure gold. So there was glory within, and there was glory upon. And people would recognize, and they would see that glory. May you become a carrier of his glory in the mighty name of Jesus. You might still not believe him, or it might be so far from you that you think, gosh, how could I ever be a carrier? Start with the word. Start by praying along with the Holy Spirit, and then come back to me in a decade and tell me your testimony. It will be wonderful. I am living proof. That when you put God's word in your mouth, anything can happen. Look at this now. I'm going to give one last word. John 17 and verse number 22. And then I want to close by just praying for tonight. Because like Apostle Michael said, this thing has been building the whole weekend. Transformational anointing is in this house. I have to be very careful. I minister a lot under the supernatural power of God. And under the glory of God, and I'm having to hold my words because of the glory that's in the atmosphere right now, and I don't want to spoil what God is going to do this evening. Something, my seat, Apostle, my seat is booked right there. I'm Irish, there's still a bit of fight left in me. I'll fight you for that seat right there. Woe betide anyone sitting in that seat besides me this evening. Hallelujah to Jesus. Bible says the kingdom of heaven what suffers what violence and what violent people are what take it. That's my seat by force. Hallelujah to Jesus. Yes, sir. John 17. This is the words. You see, we've read seven prayers of the Holy Spirit. Now there's the words of Jesus the Master as well. Look at this thing. He says in verse number 22, and what the glory which you gave me, I have given them. Ha! You see, when he says, my glory I will not share with another, we are not another. We are the bride. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! You see, my wife and I, we have a joint bank account. That's how much I trust you, my love. Which means that anything I own, what she owns. It's the same with Jesus and his bride. We have a joint, the Bible says, joint heirs with who? Christ. QED, quod erat demonstratum. Glory to God forever. And the glory which you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one, just as we are one. Our problem, my brother and sister, isn't a glory problem. It's a oneness problem. You think, how much money, how much investment, even in the news media, the devil has tried to separate black from white. White from yellow, yellow from green, green from orange, orange from blue, blue from purple. Isn't that the truth? You see, and here's the thing, we talk about unity, right? We talk about unity. The unity of the faith. Amen. But Jesus talks about oneness, right? So if you aim for oneness and you hit unity, then you're kind of slightly off course. And you only need to be half a degree out. If you're going to the moon, you only need to be half a degree out and you end up on Mars. May that not be your portion or your inheritance. I refuse. I got into lots of trouble 3 years ago with Mr. Floyd and all that stuff on social media. I refuse to judge anyone by the color of their skin. I refuse. Because the spirit of division is a trusted weapon of the devil. You are my brother. I don't care what you came from. As long as you're a human being, as long as you're not an entity, you're my brother. Yeah, that's oneness. That is the key to walking in the glory of God. And it's vital for this generation. The devil will try everything he can to separate us. Oneness is our mission. Oneness is our goal. Oneness will be our portion and our inheritance in the name of Jesus. If you believe it, shout amen. Give glory to God. Give him praise and honor. Hallelujah. Thank you, sir.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.